to you always want to be able to teach multiple levels at the same time, and this is what a hands-on project like this allows you to do, because the kinesthetic aspect of learning is like you're learning while doing, but there's so many more dimensions to the learning that's going on at the same time, gaining experience and using tools, understanding properties of materials, just applying geometry for strength of materials, and then applying electrical signals to control sensor technology. There's just so much to it. At any rate, I was just really happy to become a coach. It really rolls a lot of the things that I wanted to do in teaching into a good after school project. That couldn't be better. So I was just telling Jake yesterday that I hope someday, if he sends his kids to school here at St. Thomas, that I'm, if all goes well, I'll still be the coach and I'll have his kids. So.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway. Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about, how this means for your teaching and for your education. I appreciate coming in on this afternoon, Friday before vacation. Yeah.
Let the sun shine in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish you good luck with next year, electrical engineering.
Yep.
Great profession. Wish you luck next year with your
Thank
competition.
You. Right on.
Hope
All
you
right.
keep getting better, competing against yourself.
Right.
And I'd like to thank our listeners, too. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. We hope to be back with you again. Have a great day.